Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasantly warm. Tel Aviv enjoys sunshine with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem experiences clear skies. In Haifa, it's a perfect day for a stroll by the beach, with temperatures comfortably mild. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, reports from Walla indicate that they are monitoring a secret battle by the IDF against Revolutionary Guards tunnels. Israel aims to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost. Also, Ynet reports that earlier today, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. This marks the first strike under new rules limiting offensive actions. Also this hour, according to Forward, Iran has appointed a suspect wanted for the 1994 Aya bombing to its National Security Council once again. Separately, JNS shares that earlier today, Arab-Israeli activist Yosef Haddad filed a police report after an alleged assault by a neo-Nazi. Haddad stated, "I am okay, but I can't say the same about my attacker." And finally, a short time ago, a report from Middle East 24 reveals that Israeli intelligence foiled an Iranian plot to target U.S. Air Force One with shoulder-fired missiles. Here's what people are saying online. Ami Dar, a noted commentator, posted just minutes ago urging perseverance for the sake of all children, despite reading disheartening replies. Dan Bermawi, an Arab Christian, expressed disbelief on X a short time ago. He criticized attacks on former Muslims and Arab Christians who warned the West of potential dangers. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that former U.S. President Donald Trump followed Secret Service and military instructions during a flight change due to receiving threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the secret battle in Lebanon, Walla reports that Israel is focusing on dismantling Revolutionary Guards tunnels in Hezbollah's stronghold. This underscores a significant shift in Israel's strategy. The operation reflects growing tensions and may impact regional stability. Turning to Gaza, where Ynet details the IDF's first public strike under new rules, the sniper posed an immediate threat, prompting the military's response. This decision aligns with Israel's revised engagement rules, aiming for restraint while ensuring security. Meanwhile, Forward highlights Iran's controversial appointment. The suspect's involvement in the 1994 Amiya bombing in Buenos Aires remains contentious. This move may strain Iran's international relations and impact diplomatic efforts. On the domestic front, the assault on Yosef Haddad, reported by JNS, raises concerns about rising tensions. Haddad's experience reflects ongoing societal divides. His response underlines resilience amid adversity. Finally, the thwarted plot against Air Force One, as reported by Middle East 24, emphasizes regional intelligence cooperation. Israeli intel played a crucial role in averting potential disaster. This incident highlights persistent threats and the importance of vigilance. On the economic front, first, Katech reports that Bank Hapoalim posted an $830 million profit. The bank will distribute dividends and engage in share buybacks, supported by credit growth. Separately, Ynet Business revealed that Amazon briefly offered unlimited free shipping to Israel for Prime members. This unexpected glitch had Israeli shoppers ecstatic as they accessed a wide range of products without minimum purchase requirements. And finally, according to Walla Business, non-competition clauses in employment contracts are under scrutiny. These clauses, while protecting business interests, often clash with employee rights. Adambert. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.